Here we go.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Pretty good. That's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
P.O. Showtime!
It's about fucking time someone else is.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Little Thing Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the stroke, go to the DLNTS.org. And I see challenges at livingstate.net. Found Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Yeah, welcome to episode 997 of the Living Swing Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Spring has sprung.
Yeah, we have Joel.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, and man, I'll That's tell it. You what. Yeah, I really need to get an SSD into this laptop because these spinning platter hard drives are noticeably slow as shit. It is terrible. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would be that bad, but it surprises me.
A laptop got a SATA drive, SATA interface, or
is it what?
Is your laptop a SATA interface?
Yeah.
For those drive, okay.
Yeah, but I just the one that it came in this died, so, and I've been just shuffling around other ones, but they're not SSDs. They're just the old style spinning platters.
Yeah, probably would never buy a laptop with a spinning platter in it again. Probably.
That seems to make sense.
Yep. Well, that said though. Mine went out this week, or started to.
Your SSD.
Yeah, on the personal laptop, which is the one I use for my Creative Cloud stuff, running Windows 11, and booted it up, and a little message in the bar, back up your drive, it's failing. Which I think that's what's been my problem with this laptop. For a little bit, it was working, but things like I go to slice something from my printer, Cura would just basically become unresponsive, you know, and I couldn't even switch between the different views because you can switch between like a preview view and one that shows you the actual layers it's going to print, and it would freeze up, usually on the layered one. So the only thing I figured out was maybe because that drive was starting to do that. So I took a stab and bought a replacement SSD, which is a Samsung. My new laptop can only do M.2 drives, so the ones that literally look like almost like a SIM, you know, with the card edge on a different side. So I got the Samsung 970 Evo Plus SSD, one terabyte SSD for NVMe M2 interface. And my laptop has two slots, and it's only ever had the one populated. So I figured, well, let me go ahead, throw that in there first, and then dang cat's biting me. And I thought I'd try, let's boot up Gparted and see if I can't just DD the drive over. And that seemed to work, although I probably wouldn't have been able to boot it for various reasons because of Windows 11 shenanigans. So, not to mention the fact that had basically the same Windows image that was upgraded from Windows 10 211 when I got it. And the data, even though there was extra room on the drive, because I went from 512 to 1 terabyte, the main data section for Windows was right in the middle of everything. So I couldn't expand that drive space. So I decided, well, let's go ahead and just do a fresh install. I already had the image for Windows. And I did a fresh install. That didn't take too long, and I got most everything set up. And then I decided, well, why not go ahead and take that bad drive out and close it back up? Well, for some reason, when I did the Windows install, it did not boot the bootloader to the new drive. So when I took the old drive out, it wouldn't boot. So I went ahead and did it again. The other odd thing too is the bootable Windows 11 image I downloaded from Microsoft, it does not have the driver you need for the NVMe controller. So you have to download that, put it on that, since it's just a thumb drive, it's not an ISO. When Microsoft sets those up, it's a full writable drive. So you just create a folder, throw the driver in that folder, and then when you boot it up, tell them when to find the driver. Can finally see all the drives, which is odd for me. It's been a long time since I did Windows install. So anyways, got that installed on there. It went really fast because Windows 11 is a lot different than 8.1 and 8. 10 was very similar to that. But since 10, they do like an image. So it just copies over the image to the drive and that's it. You know, it had no issues, even though I already had the keys saved out. I had no issues. I didn't even have to enter in the key that you would normally have entered in the Windows in the past. So to show that you were licensed. So it just must have seen it. I think they store part of it in the BIOS or something. But it went easy. It was easy to take apart. Although I did have to remove the entire bottom because modern laptops, they don't put a panel for your memory or your disk. So you have to take the whole bottom off of it. Which wasn't too bad. You know, I luckily found a video of someone taking the same model of laptop apart. So I knew what to do after. Basically, there's one corner where the screw stays attached to the bottom panel. That's the last one you unscrew. And then once that happens, you can see a little gap form between the two edges. And you just put a spudger between the two and you can open it up pretty quickly. And I managed to... Not only did I manage to open it up twice and not break a tab or anything, but I didn't lose screws either.
So you put all the screws back?
Yeah. The only thing I didn't back, and I'm debating whether you want to deal with putting them back, is there was three, like kind of in the middle of the bottom panel, there was three screws that were covered by little rubber caps. I removed those, and I'm like, why do I even want to put them back in? I don't care if they're uncovered.
Those things, yeah. Did you end up scratching those things up or whatever a little bit?
Probably, because I was using
Did they have an adhesive on them?
They do.
And, like, did it go back on just fine, or is, like, the adhesive a little iffy?
I don't know. I haven't tried to put it back on yet. I may not. But I can tell you, though, that this is a fast SSD, the Samsung SSD. I think it's faster than the one that I took out. The The one it came with was an Intel branded SSD. I might see if I can get like a external case for it and see what happens if I wipe it, if Windows thinks it's still having issues or not, you know. We'll see. I could probably put it in like one of those external cases and do that without thinking around with it too much, but it's got me thinking more about also just buying another one to put it in there, because it wasn't that expensive. 1 terabyte was like $60.
So, really?
So it was pretty cheap.
Where'd you get it? Off of Amazon?
Yep, 1 terabyte
Amazon. Drive. How would you fit another one in there?
It's got 2 slots.
Your laptop has 2 slots?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so it has 2 M2 slots in it. So I don't think if I order another one, I don't think I'll order another terabyte. I might order one bigger. Because why not? But then bigger a 2 terabyte is $129, which is still not bad.
It's just money, right?
Yeah.
Although $60, I could afford that. I should buy one of those.
Right. Well, your laptop probably doesn't take it though.
Take what?
You said if you're using spinning discs, it probably need unless your lap. I think your laptop's too old to have an M2.
Oh, shit! How would I know?
How old is it?
Who's?
I can just look at the hardware. Right?
Let me see. Let me bring up my.
I may see if I can get another 16 gig SIM and put it in there, so I had 32 gig.
See, here I go again. Now I got to remember how to get back to the information center. Where is that?
Mm-hmm.
KD has a great information center. If only I knew how to get to it.
K info? I don't remember. Been a while since it's running KDE.
Okay, Info Center.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's show more.
I don't know if it'll tell you if it has a slot or not. If it does, great. You can keep the spinning disk in there and make the M2 drive and the boot drive. Although, if you did something like that, I would remove all this except for that one first and then add the other one back.
So it has a SATA bus.
Okay.
That's all it's telling me about it through here. I have to look at it. I don't know.
You'd probably be better off just putting another SATA drive in it. But like you can get like a 400 gig SATA SSD, 2.5-inch size. That's $25. And they got a crucial 1 terabyte for $50.
One. How big was the one? How much was it?
$51
for 1 terabyte.
Yep.
That's like more storage than I have in this whole house here again. Hello?
Just put it in the mumble chat.
I'll have to check that out.
Yep. Crucial's good stuff. They also got some funky ones too, like they got One that's a combination, a hybrid drive where it has like a small section of SSD storage and then the spinning platter. So it's like the SSD is like a cache.
Okay.
I don't know how much that is. Let me see if I can mouse over there. Oh, wait a minute. Is that just two drives that they're giving you for that price?
Two drives, you said?
Yeah, hold on a second. Crucial MX500, 1 terabyte. You can see that in the below where it says SSD, SSD plus SSD, 1 TB. So when I clicked that one, it said 1 terabyte 3D NAND SATA 2.5-inch internal SSD and a BX500 1 terabyte 3D NAND SATA. So it looks like, let's see, two internals for, oh, I see what it is. One of them is 1 terabyte, the other is 500 gigabytes for 143. Okay. So it's not what I was thinking, because a few years ago, they did this thing where they had like a terabyte spinning platter that was had 8 gig of storage and SSD built into their drive. And the stuff that was read the most often was put in that section. And I don't know how well those work on Linux, but the regular SSD should just be fine. You know. But yeah, you'd have to have the storage space to put both those drives in there in your laptop, and you probably got room for one drive.
Wait, why do you say two? It only shows one here?
Yeah, if you go right to the link I sent you, that's when if you look down there, you see SSD, and then right next to it, SSD plus SSD, 1 terabyte plus 2.5 inch SSD. And because they got two different like combinations, or three different combinations, you can get that stuff in.
Like, I'm cool with the SSD. I might pull the trigger. Right. I don't know. I might pull the trigger.
I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, your corporate laptop's probably had an SSD for the last 5 years.
Oh, absolutely. It's a MacBook Pro.
Right.
Of course,
right.
It has an SSD.
Mm-hmm. And now you're probably, if you go to the store to buy a new laptop, you probably struggle to actually find one that has a spinning platter in it. Or an optical drive, for that matter. I have one. It's an external USB one, but...
I have a lot of them, apparently.
Oh, yeah? A lot of what? Okay.
What's that?
You said you have a lot of them.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of, I think pretty much almost all my drives are spinning platters anymore.
All the ones you got, yeah.
Yeah. The joy of a spinning platter. you know what? It just amazes me. I gotta stop doing this. Oh, I'm making too much noise. It just amazes me how slow it is. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, spinning discs are so much slower. We really, really never thought about it, but that's all we had, but...
Uh-huh. Yeah, it... Because, like... I was, So this hard drive was in the other machine, and... I really didn't think it was that slow, but I didn't use it that much either. So that's neither here nor there, you know what I mean?
Yep.
The only downside is that I'm going to have to... Yeah, I'm probably just going to have to reinstall Linux.
Yeah.
I don't... What would just I install?
Just home directory.
That's true. I don't worry. I'm like, what would I install, though?
Ubuntu. That's a tough question. Or...
Yeah, I don't.
Or Manjaro, or...
See, I don't know. I mean... I have an Arch system, and I love Arch.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I like to have a variety of systems. Yep. I don't know. What can you do, huh?
Pick one, and if you don't like it, switch it. That's what I always did.
Yeah. Except I'm a lazy son of a gun these days. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I did like a installation of a Linux distro. I could go with Slackware.
Mm.
I don't know if I do that. I don't know.
See, Slackware though is a little bit behind on some things. I mean, I think they still use RCD instead of system D or Upstart. So there's that.
Yeah. But with Slack builds, they have a really good selection of software, so long as I just want to build it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like, how much effort do you really want to spend setting this up? Probably not much.
I'll go with Gen 2.
Ooh, like, that's even worse.
I never hear anything about Gen 2 anymore. Is that still... I mean, it has to still be around. Like, I can't imagine Gen 2 Linux is gone, but I never hear anybody running it.
You could do Linux from scratch. That would take far too long, though. Yeah, let's see. It's... Holy crap. Gen 2 was accepted into Google's Summer of Code, like 23.
Now, good for them. But yep. Still, like I say... I never hear anybody talking about running Gen 2 again. Who was it? Was it Going? Was it the Going Linux podcast? Was he the Gen 2 guy?
I don't remember anymore. You know, I think maybe as many people aren't running it is because either they're still nursing the systems they've had for years. And not bothering to reinstall it because they don't have to, or more of the guys you know, like us, are getting up in age, and we don't have time to fuck around with all that shit. We just want to use our computers, you know. That's like one of the managers on the cloud engineering side, we were talking 3D printers, and he started out with an Ender 3, and he just bought a Prusa, and he's like, you know, I don't want running the 3D printer to be my hobby. I just want to print things. That's my hobby, because he likes to print Warhammer miniatures and paint them and stuff like that, you know. And so that's why he justified spending the $800 on the pre-assembled version of the Prusa Mark III. So, but
that's, who's this?
It's a guy I know at work.
Okay.
That's doing this. All right, for 3D printings. But when it comes to computer stuff, that's kind of the same thing. It's like I don't want to have to I probably could go get like one of those Rock Pi boards or something other than a Raspberry Pi and run my media server on that. But I don't feel like redoing it, if you know what I mean. You know, it's working. And I don't, yeah, it's like when I get something working, I don't necessarily want to screw around with it. Like last week I was talking about it resuscitated my Pi Zero W. I got it to work. So I thought, well, let's try putting Octopi on it. Well, they don't recommend running Octopi on it, and now I know why. It's just freaking slow as molasses doing anything on it. So I just pulled it off, and it's too complicated anyway for that setup because Zero W doesn't have any full-size USB sockets on it. So it's like... So you have to get, and I did find one relatively cheap, a micro USB hub. So it has the one end plugs in via micro USB, and then you have three or four full-size USB sockets and an Ethernet jack if you needed it. But there's just so many cables, it's just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to mess with the Octopi until I can get a better... Pi that takes a that can help me manage the cables a bit better. but once I get something like that working, I probably won't mess with it. You know, I might update it. I guess I could use my Pi 4 that I do have on it, but I don't necessarily want to give that up because I got it. I got the LCD case and stuff like that, but I do need to try one of those other alternative Raspberry Pi boards because you can't find Raspberry Pis at all anymore. Thank you, chip shortage.
Yeah, I was listening to Linux Action News. And they were talking about, had an interview with a guy from the Pi Foundation, I believe it was, and they said that a lot of the Pis that were in 2022 had to go to their OEMs
right.
to fulfill contracts. And this year is like their catch-up year. 2023 is supposed to be their catch-up. So they said don't expect a new Pi until like the Pi 4, 5, I think, until like 2024, because they're just getting back into the swing of it and getting catch-up now.
Well, they gotta engineer it too. Yeah,
right. But that's why I said they're devoting their time now to catching up as opposed to being able to. Whatever.
Right. What it would be ideal for me is a Pi 4 in a case that can take a couple of those M2 drives, and you know, and I get like a 2 or 3 terabyte between those two slots and set that up as my media server. It would fit in a lot smaller space than my current Pi 3 that has 3 or 4 hard drives hanging off of it. Thing is, I probably could consolidate some down and reduce it down to one of the drives. Because I have like 2 1-terabyte drives on it, and one's a desktop style, one's a portable, and then a 2-terabyte drive. So I have 3 hard drives on it. If I sat and just concentrated on getting everything to one, I could probably take some of those off of it and use them for other things. But they're all spinning platters too. But I do have one of those Samsung USB-C based SSDs, and it came with an adapter so you can plug it in a full-size port too if you didn't have a USB-C port on something. But that thing works pretty well, and that's what I use to store like anything within the current year. Like when I take pictures at church on Sundays, that's where they go. And then once the year's out, I'll take that folder and I put it onto a spinning disc I got somewhere. So, but it'd be nice to just have a one little box with an Ethernet jack and doesn't even have to have the HDMI. So the Ethernet, a power supply, and nothing else. All the storage built into the box. So,
how much space the 3D, what's it called? The directions for printing something out. What do they call them? It's slipping my mind now. You there, Joel?
Freaking mumble just disconnected, reconnected.
Oh, I was asking you a question too.
What'd you ask?
I was asking you, what is it called? The 3D, not the schematics for a 3D printer.
Uh huh.
What, when you want to print something out, what is it called that you use to print to control the printer?
G code.
The what?
G code is what the slicer produces.
And those aren't very large, are they?
No, they're not at all. I actually just have a folder, since I have a Microsoft 365. I have a folder on there because that's a terabyte storage on the cloud. So I just will put everything up there. Every once in a while, I'll clean that folder off and back it up to a local drive. Because I do keep most of the STLs and 3MF files that I download. And I don't hardly ever keep the G code because I usually end up reslicing it anyway to make it, you know, each iteration of the same print. I may adjust it here and there just to make it print better. But speaking of storage, I was wondering if Pat still uses his MythBox.
No. I haven't used Cam in years.
There you go.
I'd use Cody in the stream.
Cody.
The stuff I had up on my NAS box, I still have it. I can still access it. Still.
Right. Yeah. 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 That's the funniest thing, too. I have Hulu as well as a YouTube TV, and YouTube TV is literally a cloud-based DVR, as well as just watching live TV. But most of the shows, if I want to watch a show, and it's available, I watch The Good Doctor, which is ABC, and I do have it in YouTube TV DVR to record. But if I have the choice to watch that recording, or if I want to watch it somewhere else, like on Hulu, I always watch it on Hulu because the ads are a little less annoying than the ones that YouTube TV record.
Yeah, what do they fucking charge YouTube TV? It's what, like $80 now a month?
Yeah, they just raised the price. They raised the price to $75, although I'm not paying that because I'll have a couple months for like $50.
At that price, might as well just keep cable on.
Yeah. They also had it used to have the 4K plus, which was an extra 20 and get you unlimited streams. So like all three of us could be streaming something if we wanted to. But they actually reduced the price of that. So it's right around $85 for the whole package. Yeah, it's still cheaper than Fubo. Added which is what I used to use. They added three Bally sports channels, which I think were mostly like local, like high school sports and shit like that. But the channels weren't what costed. They actually had a $13 charge for those channels, like a local charge fee or something for it, which made Fubo 90. Right?
That's expensive.
Yeah. Now, if Philo had the Weather Channel, my son loves the Weather Channel. I don't know why, because it's nowhere near where it was with all the extra bullshit they have on there. Philo is right around $25. I don't know the specifics about the streams and stuff, but YouTube TV's been really good. I like it. I watched the race on it the other day. But still, I've also been watching True Lies, which is on Paramount Plus, as well as trying to remember CBS. I'd rather watch it on Paramount Plus than watch the YouTube TV recording, because the broadcast TV just hasn't learned that they don't have to have like 2 minutes of ads every 15 minutes. At least that's what it seems like to me when I watch it. And fast forwarding through the commercials is a pain in the ass, especially if I'm watching. If I'm watching like I watched today was The Mandalorian, so I watched that while I was on the treadmill. That's on Disney Plus, which isn't, you know, there's no ads there. So, and I pay for the cheaper version of Paramount Plus, so I do get ads, but they're very small compared to they might be 20 seconds per ad. So they might have 3 20 second ads, so you're talking, you know, a little bit over a minute, depending on how long each one of them are. And those are tolerable because you're usually the same thing. That's the thing. Other thing I don't get is on the ads that they show on the streaming services, Paramount Plus's ad version. You would think that you wouldn't want the same ad showing three times in a show, and that you'd want to kind of share that wealth, but no, it's the same ad for the whole show, it seems. Makes it easier to ignore, I guess.
It's very annoying.
On what station is this?
Paramount Plus.
Oh. Those like second to third, fourth, fifth, whatever tier streaming services.
Right.
I see that all the freaking time.
Yeah.
It's like every ad is the same ad.
Same fucking ad.
Yeah. It's like, what was I watching the other day? On crap, I can't even remember what. I was just goofing around looking at like a channel that was on Roku channel. Not Roku itself. I don't think it was. But it was the same like McDonald's ad every time it went to commercial.
Right. To be fair, when I watched the race, especially the Daytona 500, when I watched that this year on I'm trying to remember if I was. I think I watched that one on Fubo. They showed the same Coke Zero ad, because that's like the drink of NASCAR, at least, I want to say, probably 5 to 10 times for that 3 hour race block. It's like. And I got so sick of hearing about Coke Zero. I'm like, you know.
Now, have you ever watched something and they'll show the same ad back to back?
Like
They'll do like a break for a commercial, be like two commercials, and it's the same commercial twice.
Or it's at least the same thing. So it might be. This what looks like the same ad, but the second one's just a little bit different. I'm like, I don't understand their concept here. It's like, you know, but you know, we'll, it's better than, you know, like I have YouTube TV, Fubo till the end of the month. I have Paramount Plus, Disney Plus. I do have the free Peacock account, but I hardly watch anything on it. Tubi. And there's also, what's the other one that I put it on there? Oh, Frndly. Frndly TV I have as well. That if you like the old TV shows, you know, like Hogan's Heroes and stuff like that, that's not a bad one to have. That's like $6 a month for Frndly. All right, and that also shows MeTV as well, so which is where all the old TV shows are. But trying to think what else. I also have Netflix and Hulu, right? But all those are not that. I mean, all said and done, everything but YouTube TV is probably less than $30. So
see, here's the thing, right? And I was talking about this with my wife the other day. Is we have Netflix, we have right. Amazon Prime, we have Disney Plus, right. We have Hulu.
I have Prime too, but yeah, I hardly count Prime because I get so much benefit from the other stuff with it.
That's the thing, right?
Right.
Like we hardly watch Amazon Prime.
Yep.
But we also have HBO now. But mm-hmm. It's like, once a quarter, maybe? I'm not even going to say right. A quarter. Like, once every half, maybe twice a year, we watch something on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And now I'm not talking about a movie. Like, maybe a movie we'll watch on Amazon Prime in addition to that. But, like, we watched Legend of Vox Machina
right.
on Amazon Prime. We didn't really watch anything else. And we really haven't watched much on Netflix in a long time.
Right.
We've been watching the Star Wars and Marvel stuff primarily on Disney Plus. Right. We didn't watch any of the other shit on Disney Plus.
Right.
I think my kids use Hulu more than, but we watch some stuff on Hulu. And it's like,
right.
When you add all this shit together, it's almost the cost of cable again.
Oh, and I forgot I also have Apple TV as well. But I think, I'm trying to think of that. Because, see, here's the other confusing thing. A lot of these I have, but some of them I get as a benefit of my cell phone plan. It's just like, I'm like, I wish the cell phone providers would just sell me cell phone service and forget all the extra bullshit add-on stuff, because it makes life more difficult.
Now, when you have, okay, so, like, I had Apple TV. But then I changed my credit card and I never updated it on Apple. And so they've been hitting me up every month saying, oh, yeah. Hey, your card is expired. You know, get your service back up and running again. I'm like, I don't want to watch anything on there. So I'm saving the money right now. Now, I wonder if I go to renew this, you know, up the service again, they don't charge me for all those past months, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But so with the ones that get bundled with the phone service, can you only get that through the phone then?
No. I can access it everywhere. So another thing that I got as part of my phone service is Apple Music. Which, thankfully, at least they have an Android app for Apple Music. They don't have an Android app for Apple TV. But, so I can...
They
I
don't
very,
have
rarely
an Android app for Apple TV?
Nope.
They have one for Roku.
I know.
How do they not have an Android app for Apple TV?
And that's Xbox. A good question. Yeah, and the Xbox, too.
PlayStation.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The Major League Soccer, which I follow, they moved to Apple. They're basically getting $2 billion over 10 years to go on there. So I did the season pass. It was like $80. And they gave you a free month of Apple TV. It's okay. There's a few good shows on there.
Like Ted Lasso's on there, and I've yet to watch it.
It's funny. I like that.
Yeah.
And also, that... there's one called Shrinking.
Right.
Psychologist.
There's also, and I couldn't get past the second episode, but there's also that what if kind of thing. What if Russia beat us in the space race?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For All Mankind. That's a good show. There's also The Quest, which is like it's like a gaming company.
Who?
It's called Mythic Quest. It's what's his name? Rob McElnerney.
Okay.
The guy that used to do Sunny in Philadelphia, that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to probably get Apple TV back because I want to see the third season of Ted Lasso because I was digging it.
Right.
We enjoyed it, the first two. It was two. It's third season now, right?
Yeah. It just started.
Yeah.
In it, the last one, I think?
Supposedly.
Well, then there's the weird things like in as good as it was, like if you watched any of the Orville, Pat.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, season 3 knocked it out of the park with how good it was.
Yeah, that was the best Star Trek series I've seen in 20 years.
And I think, well, my problem, the only problem with that is. They spent a whole lot more money on season 3 than either of the first two seasons.
Supposedly there's rumors that they might be doing a fourth season.
Well, that's all we have. And it's been over 6 months since season 3 ended. So, you know, and then you get all these shows. Some shows that have come out after The Orville that have renewed. So, you know, I think part of the problem is a lot of the Star Wars stuff Disney got screwed on. You know, like, we may have liked it, but that's not saying much, you know, in some cases, you know. Especially, like it's like they're probably not getting a bunch of people to go look at The Force Awakens again, right? And how much did that cost to produce? You know, they probably lost money on the Revenge of Rise of Skywalker. So, you know, it's just they're just, and those movies, you know, Star Wars isn't a cheap franchise either to produce. You know, The Mandalorian, it literally has effects that were 10 to 15 times better than it was in the original movie. So it's like, you know, that stuff costs a lot of money to make. So, as much as I think that the Orville deserves another season, how much it costs to produce might be a reason why it's not going to come back. So, not to mention fact, Seth is working on that Ted TV series. That's the one with the animated teddy bear.
Oh, is that the one that's the naughty teddy bear?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But he's working on it. And actually, not just him. He's working on it, and the guy who played... Oh, crap.
Sam Jones was in it in the movie. Flash Gordon.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the character...
Not the Mark Wahlberg character.
Mark Wahlberg.
No.
You give up?
No, I'm looking it up.
If only you had something you Scott could look Grimes. It up on, right?
Yeah, right.
IMDb.
Scott Grimes' character was Lieutenant Gordon Malloy. He is in the Ted TV series, too. So, then, I'm trying to remember who else there. But and here's the other wild thing, too. Consider this, that I think Penny Johnson-Gerald, who plays the Doctor on the Orville, she was on Deep Space Nine. Adrian Pilecki was Lady J in one of the G.I. Joe movies. And so these people aren't cheap actors either when you're at this point because they've been around for a while. So we'll see. I hope it gets a season 4 because it really does deserve it. but they at least ended season three at a good stopping point where it would be fine to end the series. But that's one I wish would come back, and other than that, I really enjoying the Mandalorian this season. I think it's been pretty good. I've already watched this week's episode. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone.
I don't know, man.
Dan's like, you're back on the desert planet again.
I just wish they would take a little more time with it.
Did you watch last week's?
I did. Speaking of last week's episode, weird, what the fuck, right?
Right. Yeah, 45 minutes with Coruscant.
Coruscant.
Yeah. Like, what was the point of that?
I know
the New Republic is almost as bad as the Empire.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. It's exactly what I thought.
I thought this was the Mandalorian, not what's going on Corsica.
Well, the thing is that Doctor was in like season one. He worked for a Gideon.
Yeah, he was in like what, one episode.
Yeah. And then the other recruit, what they call him?
Not Amnesty.
Amnesty. It was Amnesty, yeah.
The Amnesty program, which, I thought was a decent thing, and I'm like, well,
but then why don't they use their names?
Yeah, I remember the Doctor, and he seemed to have like, he had like, his reason for what he wanted to do was good. I mean, I guess somewhat. I don't know who that
was a new character. I mean, like,
it was the Republic covertly brainwashing and mind wiping former.
Well, that's true.
Empire people. That's basically what they were doing.
Yeah, but that woman, like, I got the impression that he must have inadvertently done something to her or somebody that she knew. Or like,
I didn't get that. I get that it was an operation, and this was a normal thing.
And one could see why they'd be against cloning. I mean, come on.
I mean, I guess, but if he was able to clone, like they were able to grow body parts, which he was talking about. I kind of thought like they were setting it up that she knew who he was, or like she knew him, or. He did something to somebody that she knew, and so you're saying that she was just an operative that was going in and testing people.
No, they're targeting former Empire people and fucking wiping out their mind.
Well, she was former Empire too, so
yeah. Well, she flips sides, and that's her boss. Yeah, she's basically doing the same shit she did before.
But it just so shows, I think probably what's going to end up with that once the season's over is I think we're going to find out why the First Order came to be. Because I think, we know some of the background, because we know ultimately Palpatine was guiding it all from the background because he wasn't really dead. But... because that's what they said in Rise of Skywalker, but it's like, I'm still trying to figure out how that whole part of it fits in with the Mandalorian, but
what does
that whole part of last week's Mandalorian with the Doctor and that other person on the course?
It's probably
going to
come
around
towards the end. Something's going to pop up.
Yeah. We'll see. But I don't know. Are they doing another Mandalorian? I don't think they've said yet, but...
I don't know. Stuff like, keeps coming across my feeds, my news feeds, that they're either replacing Pedro Pascal or he's not going to do it anymore or something to that extent, but I don't read them.
Right. I know from this week's, Bo-Katan has a really great arc in this week's. So
yeah, she's been awesome.
Yep. We should have just called it the Book of Bo-Katan this week.
Not well. It wasn't just her.
It's the Book of Bo-Katan. This
it's
year.
The whole covert. It's the whole covert. But
well, I yeah. I'll probably be watching it either tomorrow or Friday night.
But yeah,
did you guys watch The Last of Us?
No, I did not.
Watched a couple episodes. I was enjoying them.
I think overall, I was a little disappointed. It's like second level fucking Walking Dead, basically.
It's like so many people got into shows like Stranger Things is a show that's kind of how I feel about The Last of Us. It's just I just don't know if I could get into it, you know. Same thing goes with what should I just say? Well, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just
all these shows. You know, they only got so much in them. You know,
right?
Like Walking Stranger Dead was a cool show the first couple of seasons.
Right. Stranger Things.
It was like the same shit over and over again.
Right. Stranger Things. I like the 80s nostalgia in it, but that's the only thing I like in it. The rest of it, I'm just not a fan of. You know. So people will say, "Oh, it's so good," and I'm like, hey, "I don't get it." You know, it's like I wasn't a huge fan of Firefly at all. I watched the first few episodes when it was out, but you know, it's I don't know. I just have different things I look for, I guess, in a show. You know, but you know, it's like I really like The Lost in Space. I think that's also part of the problem with the way they're doing these shows is Lost in Space. I was, you know, up until the last season, I was right there with it. I loved it. It was a great series, but there was so much time between the season before last season of Lost in Space. I just could not get back into it. And to me, that kills TV shows, the way they're doing it, is that they have way too much time between the end of the season before. It's like it took them, 2 years to get the season 3 of the Orville out. And it's like, they're really lucky. I really like season 1 and 2 that I came back to watch season 3. You know, I'll now have to say that the first episode, season 3, they knocked it out of the park. So it's like I was hooked again, but it's like, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, some of that, yeah.
What I don't like about these cable shows is like they're only 8 or 10 or 12 episodes. They're so short.
Yeah. You
just get into it and it's over.
Well, I know. It's like I started rewatching Star Trek Enterprise, which was the Scott Bakula as captain. You know. And there's like 23 episodes in a season.
Yeah, it's network TV. It's a typical network TV show.
Mm-hmm. It was on UPN, I think it was. Yeah, right after Voyager, you know. And Star Trek was that too. See, that's the other thing too. It's Star Trek Discovery, they're going into their last season. I think that's the first. Isn't that the first Star Trek that did not go at least 7 years for a Star Trek series? And Picard's only going 3.
I'm
going
to say yes.
Yeah. So
yeah, they're bringing back the old characters on Picard so they can kill them.
Well, I don't know if they're going to kill them and give them their one last adventure, but, you know. But Picard,
they have Roland, and she looked like she'd like...
she's dead now.
She became 10 years younger. They did something with her face to make her look younger, man. I've seen her on other shows, Michelle Forbes, yep. And she does not look like that.
Yeah, she was Admiral Kane in the Battlestar Galactica series.
They did something with her, like special effects on her face or something. They did something. They touched her up or something.
Yeah. Well, not to mention the fact, the one thing I'm having a problem with her character coming back the way it did is... Okay, she fucked up twice in Starfleet, and they're going to give her another fucking chance? Good thing for us, because Starfleet sounds fucked.
They've done this already. Did they do something similar in Next Generation?
Yeah, there was that one where they had the creature in the
like infiltrated Starfleet.
Yeah,
like they're like parasites or something.
Yep, yep. But now this is the Dominion. Well, see, that's the other thing too, is we don't know if the shapeshifters are Dominion necessarily. They really haven't came around and said they were the only shapeshifters. So, not to mention the fact these ones have the power to mimic body parts. So it's really hard to detect who they are. Woohoo. And if you haven't watched it yet, and I ruined it for you, well, I don't think I ruined it for you. Because there's much more to it than just that. Like, who the fuck is Vadic? But, yeah, I'll watch that tomorrow morning on the gym, on the treadmill.
You've been going to the gym every day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Let's see. Sunday was 21, so 22, 23. Today was day 24. And I have lost about three.
$3?
£3.
That's great, man.
I lost a lot more than that. But, you know, well, it's like, okay, where I really fell off the wagon with it was when the pandemic happened and we couldn't go at all.
Right.
You know? But I would have been, and the one thing they did something really nice, which I really didn't want them to do, but they stopped billing us when they were closed. So that was nice. It saved that money, but I would have rather them take the money just to make sure that they were still around after the pandemic. I mean, they are, you know, but so it still worked out. But it's like I would have gladly paid that because I wanted them to be around. And I also would like it if they were returned back to 24 hours because that would mean I could sleep in the mornings because, you know, I times I used to go when we lived at the old house is I would go like right after the show, you know, or if I couldn't sleep.
Going to Jim Karen's.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I like to go late because at midnight there was hardly anybody there and I can get in and get it out pretty quickly. Now I got to wait like a – now granted, I only do waits on the weekends now because I have more time, you know. Like today, for example, I had to really beat feet to get a shower, and I even skipped shaving. So, and I got out of the shower, just got my clothes on, looked at my watch, I'm like, shit, got to go up for my 8 o'clock call, you know? So, but I'd much rather go, like if I had a rough night sleeping or something, or if I was watching something on TV late, or a live stream late, because there's a couple live streams I have that do late streams like at 11 o'clock at night. I'd rather just go to the gym and, you know, if I'm going to just sit and listen to something or do that, go to the gym and work out while I'm doing that. But, you know, they close 9 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and they close early on Fridays. And Saturdays and Sundays. But I have more time Saturday and Sunday. So those are the only 2 days I do weights because I don't do that much weights. But I'm getting a lot of cardio in, and I'm debating on days where I have enough energy at the end of the day, of work day, maybe going and do another 30 minutes on the treadmill. I don't know. If I had a lot of stuff to watch that was new, that'd be a no-brainer. Because Mondays and Fridays, I'm really trying to find something to watch when I'm on the treadmill. You know, Tuesdays I watch The Good Doctor. Wednesdays The Mandalorian. And Thursdays is Picard. And that's going to be over soon. Because I think this week's episode 6 and they only got 4 left. But Because if I can, because it's like, I hate the gym. I'm going to be brutally honest. I hate it, but I know I have to do it. So if I can do something to take my mind off of it while I'm on the treadmill, I'm fine. You know, it's like if I'm watching a TV series and before it ends, my workout ends, that's fine. That's great. Because I don't even think about it because I cover the time up and everything with my iPad. But speaking of that, like, I don't know. Google I.O. is coming up, and I don't know if they're going to have more details on their Pixel tablet or not yet. Because I'm debating if that tablet turns out to be any good, I might get it and go away from the iPad. But I have to see. Because I don't want to spend what Samsung wants for a tablet. This cat's going to tear my hand up. I moved the shelf over here by my recliner and he's laying on it. I'll reach up and pet him for a second or two, then he starts batting at my hand. I think he just wants to take a nap and hang out with me. Anywho.
Gotta love, yeah, gotta love it though, right?
Oh, he's a good cat. He's a good kitty. Bitey kitty right now. Actually, I think he just wants to play. I should bring one of his fishing rods up here.
For my birthday on Thursday.
Ooh. Yes.
My wife took me to the cat cafe.
Oh, they got cats in there?
So I got to play with a bunch of cats that weren't mine for an hour. It's a cool thing.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, so they work with shelters in the area that are rehabilitating stray cats. So they rotate cats in so that they get used to being around people more. And it's been really successful for them. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. There was about a dozen to 20 cats there. And the place was really clean too. Which I guess you'd have to be, but it was fun. We had a good time.
Yep.
Kitty, kitty, kitties.
So, I was offered to jump onto Google Bard. Bard is basically their version of ChatGPT, but it doesn't seem to be as good as ChatGPT in some ways. Like, for example, ChatGPT, you can say, hey, I need a Python script to do this, and it'll attempt to give you a script. I just did the same thing on Google Bard. It says, I'm just a language model, so I can't help you with that. But then when I asked it, hey, give me a speech on a political person, no matter what side, it was able to do that. So, it seems to be less biased than ChatGPT is. So, that's not a bad thing. So, but all these AI models, like, were way early. And there's so many people who are, like, saying, well, you know, information workers like we are, you're going to lose your job to AIs. And I'm like, no, not for a long time. It's not there yet. You play much with any of those AIs yet, Dan?
I have not.
Okay.
What did you do with it? You just asked the questions?
Yeah, basically, like, I asked the questions as I need a Python script to retrieve the weather. Google Bard couldn't do it, but I think the ChatGPT will. The only other thing, too, is when you do that, it's a lot of them will say, well, you need an API key for either Weather API or Open Weather API. I don't remember which it is, but it does that. But you can ask other, like, one thing I have messed around with on ChatGPT, I haven't tried the Google Bard yet, is I'll say, I need a recipe that uses, then I'll list all the stuff that I have in my house, and it will look at that list of food you gave it, like, say you have steak, like a hamburger, eggs, and all sorts of other things, you know, like onions and stuff like that, and it will give you a recipe that uses all of those things. Whether it's a good recipe or not, though, that remains to be seen, but at least you can get a recipe and use what things you have in your house. But it's much more powerful than that, of course, on both cases, you know, but you can do stuff like that. You can ask, like, you can ask coding questions. It's not a replacement for a search engine, although some people like to treat it like that. But they're just starting out. They don't have enough knowledge and enough training to make them really good yet. But they're getting there. I guess there's some ways you can even call it with code, like say you're writing a Python script or something, and you want to use ChatGPT to answer some things or something, or get information. You can do stuff like that with it, because they do have an API for ChatGPT. I'm not sure about Bard yet. They probably will, or probably do. Because I just got into it. I just got into Google Bard just like yesterday or the day before. And there's also what's the other one? Microsoft started using ChatGPT version 4 as a part of Bing. So that's how they're getting into it. Some of these might just be variations on ChatGPT, but I know Amazon has their own thing, just because going through some of the study for the AWS certifications I've been looking at. And the AI and machine learning stuff is just very new. So it's kind of like where PCs were when DOS is out. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's been a good week.
We gotta wrap it up, huh?
Wrap it up. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll play.
Gotta get up early. Yes.
Let's see. What is today's? Yeah, 29th is the next
last show. Yeah. Which is Luke's 24th birthday.
All right. Look at that.
We're celebrating it. Saturday at Bowling Alley, of course.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing about it.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Here we go. I'm going to play us out. Have a great week and enjoy the Bowling Alley.
I am short.
Oh my God. It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux, general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
All right. Yes. Ah. That it? Everybody leave?
Nope, I'm here.
Well, I will get that.
We're getting a new restaurant here in Ohio called Chicken Cone.
Chicken in a cone?
Yeah, it's basically a waffle ice cream cone filled full of a chicken.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Fair.
I know. It's like, it seems like awfully fair foody.
When's that like, coming?
Soon. It's up in Westerville. The chicken cone is crispy chicken tossed with your favorite sauce and served in a hand-rolled waffle cone. So I assume one of your sauces could be maple syrup. Yeah, cinnamon maple, yellow barbecue, barbecue, buffalo blue, kickin' ranch, or peri-peri sauce.
What the hell is peri-peri sauce?
It's a spicy South African chili sauce.
Oh.
You'd probably like it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, like, you know, this definitely doesn't sound really good for the for my weight.
No. Moderation, man.
That's right. And of course, they got fries and Cajun corn, mac and cheese, and shakes. That sounds so good, but like I said, could be very dangerous. I'm trying to think what do you do? Just raise the cone full of chicken up to your mouth and grab one off of it? I don't know how that would work.
Eat it like an ice cream. I guess you lick the fry. What's it called? What's the place called?
Chicken Cone. Like Chicken Cone. Apparently this place started in Pennsylvania, which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it looks like the closest one to my house is in Philadelphia.
Yeah. It's like Chicky and Pete's. I tried them at the airport because that's a Philly-based restaurant. And I was okay with it. I mean, they were fine. I don't think they're good enough to replace the traditional Philly cheesesteak.
I don't know. It looks like it's kind of... I don't know.
It could be... It's one of those things that could be good or it could be horrible.
I mean, I don't think it would be bad.
Right.
But yet, I'm... Like, you're right. How do you eat it? I guess you don't want to, like, try and bite the chicken out of there. You probably eat it with a fork. Seems to make sense.
And then
I mean, you
could
use your fingers, I guess.
Right.
I don't understand. I mean,
it's an interesting invention.
I kind of get the concept, but I don't. Obviously, it works.
I would almost just rather have chicken or waffles because they're delicious.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And ironically enough, when I went to Pasadena a few years ago and I ate at the original place that started chicken and waffles, Roscoe's, in the LA area, and it was not very good. I had better outside of the area. It's like when you go to Buffalo, New York. Are all chicken wings good in Buffalo, New York? Or if you go to the originator, are they still as good as they were? You know? I don't know. It's like Pat's Steaks in Philly. Are they good? I've had them. They're all right. But I can probably make one better at home. Anywho, I don't really have anything like that. I mean, unless you want to count the Buckeye candy.
There you go.
Well, I know when we went last year in April, it was before Easter, so they had a lot of Easter stuff. But at Chocolate World, that's all I want to do is do Chocolate World because I'm getting too old to ride roller coasters and shit. Now we gotta figure out what we're gonna do for to eat up more of my vacation.
Quarter pound of meat in his mouth.
On vacation? Absolutely.
How could you be too old to ride roller coasters, man?
I'm also too big, too. It's not comfortable.
They still have the super duper double looper there?
Snail has one loop, but yeah, it's still there.
Oh, super duper looper. That's right.
Yeah, it's a different color now than when I was a kid. It was like bright orange and like a pale yellow color. Now it's like a gray and like a dark blue color of sorts. I don't know. We also got Kindemonium, that was our new roller coaster last year. It was just too old for us to go on any of them last year. Hello, Giddy.
When are you going to Hershey?
Well, technically I'm going to York. It's the same week as he had mentioned, which is like May 18th, 19th, 20th. So I'm going to leave on a Thursday, and then I'll have all Friday to putz around to go to Hershey and probably go to Seltzer's. Just opened up a outlet store in Palmyra, and so I'll go up there and get some meat. Meat snacks and stuff like that. And I'm also planning on I'm gonna try and leave real early Thursday so like my in town running can be that day. I might meet up with some bandmates when we were in school, like we're talking like class of 89, 90, 91. Those are the ones I know. And a few 88s and 87s, so we'll have to see how that all work.
That's something. So you went So you went to Hershey at that time of year before and it was too cold?
No, this is May. We were like a month before last year.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to say, I could see maybe April. It might still be a little on the chilly side. I was like, man, I can't believe May would still be cold.
I actually had to wear a heavy coat in April. Not comfortable at all.
Gotta love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess Joe's not going to be with us tonight.
That's a good question. I don't know.
He didn't come in. And I don't know. I didn't see anything in my email that I'm aware of.
I had to replace a hard drive in my newer laptop. That was fun.
Yeah. On your work laptop or your home laptop? Or we save it for the show?
We can save it for the show. Although, yeah, Windows went back on it because that's my Windows laptop. So, but I can talk about the experience taking it apart and trying to save time and feeling miserably. Is that Facebook messages? No, that's not Facebook. That's just text messages.
No, yeah, that was just verification. I was trying to see whether I was logging into Gmail to see if.
Ooh, we can also talk about I got into Google Bard.
I don't even know what that is. So you'll have to tell us.
It's their AI, it's their AI thingy. Basically, their version of ChatGPT.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. So this is episode 997. Shit.
Oh man, mm-hmm.
We are
two almost. More episodes than episode 1,000.
Oh man, so
which will probably be nothing.
So this is episode 97, 98, 90. Okay, that's good because 1,000 should be 3 weeks from now.
Yes. Who never thought we'd get to 1,000 shows?
Yeah, how about that? So this is today's the 22nd. So that's 997, 998, 999. April 12th would be episode
1,000. Yep.
That's good, because spring break is the week before that. I'm going to Cancun with a bunch of college co-eds. Is that how you do it? College ladies. Honestly. We're going to party our asses off, right? Is that how it's going to go, Joel?
Probably not.
No, it's not going to happen. I am. You know where I am going, though? Is I'm going to...
Virginia Beach.
No. Like, we were trying to figure out a place to go. Just like a short trip for the weekend. Because my wife and daughter, Lillian and my wife, are off that whole week. Because it's their spring break. So, originally I wanted to go to Rehoboth Beach. And then take Lily... to the boardwalk there and then to see where my mother-in-law used to live and then where I used to go camping as a kid down in Indian River Inlet. But the wife was like, well, we should go up to Brigantine, see Roz, which is my mother, my mother-in-law on my wife's father's side. Her father passed away 2 years ago, so that was his wife. And go to Storybook Land, because we didn't go over the summer. So that's probably what we're going to do. Well, you're out there in Hershey a month later, though. That's a month later. Yeah. York. For a peppermint patty.
York and Hershey. Well, I would probably get those at Chocolate World. I think, because I think they're owned by them, or made by them, maybe. Oh, that's not my favorite Hershey candy. I actually, as I'm getting older, Hershey Kisses are starting to become the favorite because you can always have just like a couple of them, and you know what I mean? Just enough sweetness and not something stupid.
Yeah, I know what you mean. One kiss leads to two, and the next thing I know, the bag is gone.
The bag's gone, right?
And yes, York peppermint patties are made by Hershey.
Yeah, I thought they were. Yeah.
All right, we gotta get this rolling.
Yes, we do. But see, the other thing too is you can get like different flavors of kisses now too. It's not just a plain old Hershey kiss, like the cherry cordial ones.
Do they actually have cherries in the middle of them?
No, those ones just have like a cherry flavored cream in them. The time I've had them, they also have like lava cake ones. Because they're starting to do that where they have like a little space in the middle of the kiss, and it's filled with something. You know, like I think they had one with the mint cream at one point and stuff like that. Of course, then my son, I asked him when I go there, What kind of candy you want me to bring you back? He's like, I like Kit Kats. I'm like, well, yeah, that's technically a Nestle candy that Hershey makes only in the United States. But in fact, we just ordered him some Japanese ones, the matcha green tea flavored Kit Kats. Those are really good. Yeah, Japan, you can get any kind of Kit Kat flavor you've ever heard of.
All right.
Soiled panties and vending machines at the train station.
Yeah. But you know, that's not the only thing, Pat. They literally sell anything in a vending machine.
Yeah, they love vending machines there.
Including, like, decent ramen, from what I've heard.
Yeah, 7-Eleven is actually from Japan originally.
You
go to them and they have like big ramen.
Well, their 7-Elevens are on another level compared to ours. One from Ohio. Japan got the rights to, and all the Ohio ones closed, and the only place they're open now is in Japan. So that's one called Lawson's. And then another place that was started in America that ended in Japan is a place called Mr. Donut. We actually had one in New Stanton, Pennsylvania when I was a kid. That's where we'd always go. My dad, for a short time before we moved to Athens, was staying in a shared apartment with a bunch of other guys when he first moved to do his work in Meigs County, Ohio. And we go and pick him up, and we'd always pick him up and drop him off. You'd probably like. I'm trying to think. Drop off was always in the evening, but in the morning. Though,
you make it sound like he was on work release.
Well, it was kind of. I mean, this was until he could find us an apartment out there,
uh-huh.
And so we drop him off to go there like Sunday morning or something like that, and then. Friday night we go and pick him up. So Sunday morning we go get Mr. Donut Donuts. That place is gone from there now, but because that was 30 years ago. I was like fourth grade. Gosh, that was probably longer than 30 years ago now.
Jeez.
I'm old. So that was a long time ago. Then well, he finally got. He got the apartment next to where So the apartment where they live was right when he was in that stint. Was right next to the one we ended up getting when we moved out there. And okay. One of the guys still lived there. His name was Leo. Alright. One day we hear this crash. And then we hear a thump, 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 thump. Well, Leo would regularly come home from work, you know, because they go to the bar after work and they get liquored up. So he was three sheets to the wind. And he broke the sliding door glass with his butt. And then slid down the rest of the stairs into the basement where his bed was. And the next day, the guys were all laughing at him. And he goes, "There, you guys think it's funny? Look," and he drops trowel, and you see a bruise from one cheek to the other.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of when you moved to Ohio Linux Fest.
That made Beth Lynn unhappy.
I'm sure it did. You could not get away with that this at Ohio Linux Fest now.
All right, we should start this show.
Yes, we should.
This is 997. I don't know if Joe is going to be here. But
might be in Florida. Who knows?
We shall see. All right, let's fire this off.